Amen. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord this evening. And I got to tell you what happened on the way to church tonight. I was telling Angel, I said, honey, I hope the service is good tonight because I'm so sleepy. I've been cutting grass all day. And I'm so asleep. I hope the service is good. Y'all pray for me. I don't go to sleep. Amen. That would be bad, wouldn't it? Amen. I don't think there's no chance of that. You know, I've got too many butterflies flying around right now. Hopefully I can get them flying in formation in just a moment. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I just want to give you some words of encouragement tonight. And you know, most of the time when we preach, and it's a lot of times it's reminding of people of things they already know. We need to be reminded. Somebody said, and I may have said this before, but somebody said there's two things that you lose that happens when you start getting old. First off, you start forgetting things. And number two, I can't remember what it was. Amen. So I believe I'm there. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. Would you stand with me if you're physically able? Reverence to the word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. The Bible says, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. By the way, that verse 9 is really a quote from the Old Testament there. But then it's added here in the New Testament in verse 10. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Amen. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given. I love that phrase there. Freely given to us of God. I'd like to preach for just a few moments tonight on look what God gave me when he saved me. Look what God gave me when he saved me. Y'all pray with me and for me. Lord, I do thank you so much tonight for the opportunity to preach. God, I thank you for our pastor, Father. Lord, I pray that you would touch his body. Lord, I pray that everyone here tonight would be encouraged by what's said, Lord. And I know, Lord, it's not going to be what I say, but what you say through me, Father. Lord, I'm not ignorant enough to think that it's going to be me that does it, Lord. But I'm trusting fully in your Holy Spirit tonight to help us. And I pray that you do just that. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much. I could spend probably several hours talking about what God did for me and what God did for you the very moment he saved us. I tell you, it's a great thing, a wonderful thing happened to all of us that when we got saved. If you're saved tonight, these very same things happened to you the very moment that you got saved. I was saved at 6 years old. I've said that many times here. But I'm so glad, Brother Ben, I didn't have to wait till I got a little older to receive these things. I didn't know that I got a lot of this when I got saved, but I got it just the same. It became mine instantaneously when I got saved, amen. It would have blown my mind if I would have understood all of it, you know, and it would have blew your mind. I'm sure the very moment you got saved, God did so very much for you. Aren't you glad that we have that tonight? You know, so many religions, they say they get saved or whatever, then a little bit later you get the Holy Ghost, and a little bit later you get some other things, and some of them even say you got to work your way up to heaven, to the third heaven. You know, it's a step progress. step-by-step progress. But with the Lord, with this scripture right here, it all came the very moment we got saved. Amen. I got my wagon loaded, my friend, when I got saved. Amen. And I thank God for that. And I just want to take one letter of the alphabet. And like I said, I could spend hours talking about what God did for us. But I just want to take one letter of the alphabet and just give you a few points. And I want to say, first of all, when God saved me, He became my Father. He became my Father. And I know most of you know this, but we need to be reminded of what happened to us when we got saved. You see, the world teaches like that everybody is a child of God. That's what some of them would have us believe. But my friend, according to the scriptures, we were children of the devil. I mean, we were in the other family, on our way to hell. God was not our Father. We were not His child until we got saved. Amen. To be born, to be a child of God, you got to be born again. I see the most ignorant statements written on our bumper stickers on the back of cars traveling. Boy, and some people advertise their ignorance, Brother Ben. I mean, they advertise it. And I saw one here a while back said, "I was born right the first time." And I know what they're, you know, talking against. They're talking about us believers believing in what Jesus said, you must be born again. Yeah, you were born right the first time if you just want to go to hell. If that's as far as you want to go, yeah, you got it right, buddy. You're on your way to hell. If you're not saved, you were born right for hell. But my friend, you weren't right for heaven when you were born the first time. You got to be born again. Ye must be born again. Jesus said it very plainly to Nicodemus, didn't he? And the very moment that I got saved, I became a child of God, and God became my Father. And I love what Jesus says there in that model prayer. He said, you notice He didn't say, "My Father which art in heaven." He didn't say that. You remember what He said? He said, "Our Father which art in heaven." That means a lot. Because, see, that included the disciples that were gathered around there, that they were part of that. That they could say, "He's my Father." My friend, we got a great opportunity tonight to say, look up to heaven and say, "My Father which art in heaven." What a privilege that is for us to be able to say, "My Father, which art in heaven." Amen. I'm so glad Jesus said, "Our Father." Amen. So that He was letting us know that we could call Him our Father, which art in heaven. Amen. And Jesus said there in John chapter 20, verse 17, He says, "I send unto my Father and your Father." Amen. That blesses me real good that Jesus' Father was in heaven and so was my Father. Amen. And I have a Father in heaven. I thank God for that. God the Father. He's my Father and He's your Father if you're saved tonight. Secondly, tonight, I was put into the family of God when I got saved. And I've kind of already covered that, but I want to cover it a little bit farther, thinking about the fact that we became part of a family. You may say, some people wonder why we say brother and sister to each other. Did you realize that the greatest compliment anybody could give you is to call you a brother? I mean, they could maybe call you a doctor or a lawyer or scientist, but the greatest title that any of us have tonight is the title of a brother or sister in the Lord. Did you know that? Because that puts you and me in the same family. You know, if I just stayed a Rochester and that's all I was in the flesh, I died and went to hell. I had to become part of another family. Amen. Spiritually, and that family is the family of God. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Amen. Joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. I'm so glad, aren't you, that we're a part of the family of God. By the way, it's kind of nice, too. You know, if you can't remember somebody's name, you say, brother, you know. It kind of works to our benefit, you know. And like I said, I'm bad to forget things, Pastor. Hey, brother, I talked to him like I always knew him, you know, always remembered him. Amen. And that is one blessing about traveling. I get to see a lot of my family all over the country. Amen. See a lot of my family, and I thank God for that. And I thank you. I thank God for my church family. Amen. I know that's not the same thing, but I thank God for my church family. Amen. Here, and I appreciate y'all. Amen. And the Bible says, Jesus says, listen, whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my, now Jesus said this, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother. What's the will of God? To believe on him for salvation. That's God's will for your life. It's the number one, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And Jesus said, whosoever shall do that, do the will of my Father, he calls us a brother and sister too. Amen. Amen. I thank God for that. And then thirdly, Jesus became my dearest friend. The dearest friend I ever had. I like the fact that Jesus, he said in John chapter 15, verse 15, he says, I call you not servants. And I'm so glad to be a servant of the Lord. Amen. What a privilege to be a servant of the Lord. I mean, you can't ask for no better than that. But Jesus said he doesn't call us his servants. In John chapter 15, he says, I call you not my servants, but I have called you friends. Amen. Amen. The creator of this universe calls us his friend. And I'd like to say, and you'd agree with me, if you know him tonight, he's the dearest friend you'll ever have. Amen. He's the best friend. A friend that knows all about you and still loves you. What friend's like that in this world? A friend that says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you and keep that promise. Jesus does that. There's not a friend like Jesus Christ. Amen. If you don't know him tonight, you're missing out is all I can say. Amen. He's a wonderful friend. And I'm moving on quickly. I want to give you all this, if I can, right quickly. Not only is he my father, he's put me into the family of God. He's my friend, but he's also given me freedom. And you've heard this before, but let me give it to you again. He gave us freedom from the penalty of sin. What was the penalty of sin? Hell. I was headed for hell, and so were you. But also, he's given us the freedom from the power of sin. Sometimes, you know, being saved at a young age, it's hard for me to understand how somebody could just do drugs, you know, week after week, and drink week and week after week. It's hard for me to understand that, being saved at an early age. But you know what? I have to remind myself that if I was under the power of sin, like they are, I'd do the same thing. If that's all I had, and by the way, you would too. If that's all you had, that's probably what we all would be, just a bunch of drugs and dope addicts. Amen. But thanks be to God, we're not under the power of sin no longer. I know we still sin, but it doesn't have a power. It doesn't have the power on us like it does the unsaved person. And then thanks be to God, one of these days we're going to be saved from the presence of sin. Amen. There won't be any beer cans on the streets of glory. You won't have to drive down the street and see wicked billboards. It'll all be gone. We'll be free from the presence of sin. Amen. There's a place. There will be nothing that will defile. Revelation 21, verse 27 says, there shall in no wise, I like that. It's almost like the Lord saying, no way. No wise enter into it.
where? Heaven. Anything that defileth or worketh abomination or maketh a lie. There in Revelation. I thank God for that. That's not going to be in heaven. We have freedom from that. Freedom from the penalty of sin, power of sin, and then one day the presence of sin. But also, my friend, we have a future. All of us that are saved tonight, we have a future in Jesus Christ. My future is so bright and your future is so bright, we should all be wearing sunglasses tonight. Amen. Amen. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2 says, when he shall appear, we shall be like him. How much better can you get than being like the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 17. We'll meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. What a future, my friend, we have as saved folks. Amen. I'm just trying to remind you of that. Amen. Let me give you a couple more, and I'll be done. We have fellowship, the Bible says. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 3, it says, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. I like fellowship, don't you? I like being able to fellowship with you all. But you know what? Isn't it great that we have fellowship with the Father? We can talk to Him anytime. We have access to the throne of God. What a privilege that is to be able to say, my Father, and He's listening. Amen. My Father, which art in heaven. And He starts to listen to what we have to say. We have access to that throne. And then lastly tonight, we have forgiveness. Forgiveness. Oh, man. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 13 that says that God hath forgive one another. I hadn't wrote this down, but I think I could quote most of it. It says, forgive one another their trespasses, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you and me of our trespasses. Amen. He's forgiven all of our trespasses. Why can't we forgive one another? Amen. You know why we have trouble forgiving one another? It's because we don't think our sins were that bad. Remind us just for a few moments how bad our sin was and is before God. Those same sins were going to send us to a devil's hell, to spend eternity in fire and brimstone in the lake of fire. That's how bad your sins were and how bad my sins were and are to God. Amen. But my friend, we have been forgiven of them. Amen. That's what forgiveness means. They've been washed away by the blood of the Lamb. Today's Wednesday, and of course, and we on Wednesday, our trash truck comes by to get our trash. And I think about my trash. Maybe something, not. I know my sins were a lot worse than just trash. They were as worse than filthy rags before God. But I think sometimes we can maybe make the analogy there. But, you know, I don't know about you, but at home, I'm the trash man. Y'all thought I was a full-time evangelist. I'm mostly a full-time trash man. It seems to be, Pastor, I'm continuously, and because I do a lot of trashing, amen. But I don't know about you guys, if y'all do it too, I'm sure you do, but you take that trash can and to keep from having to take it out every couple hours, you stuff it down in there. You know, and I have been known to get my feet down in there and stomp down on it. you know, and try to get it down so I wouldn't waste any trash bags, because I'd go out of business trying to keep up with trash bags. You know, they're so expensive. Amen. But I try to get as much the most I can out of those trash bags. And I think about my sins. You know, the Bible says that our sins was that the blood of bulls and goats could not take away our sin. They just really just covered our sin. You understand that, right? And it's sort of like our sins were just kept under a lid. And, you know, you like to keep a lid on your trash, don't you? Because why? It stinks. But I pile it all in there and get it, but I take it out because on Wednesday morning, always on Wednesday morning, there's a truck that comes by and it takes all of my trash away. Amen. And I'd say to you, to save your life, you couldn't find my trash that I put in that trash can this morning. You couldn't find it to save your life. But I'd say something to you better than that. One day the Son of God was walking down towards the River Jordan, and John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away." Amen. It does. He's not going to just cover it up, my friend. He's going to take it away. And when I got saved, whoo, oh my, when I got saved, the Lord Jesus Christ took away all my sin. And you couldn't find it to save your life. You couldn't find it. And guess what? The devil can't find it. Amen. And God says, "I don't even remember them anymore." Some of you are living in sorrow all the time because the devil keeps trying to remind you of things you used to do. But my friend, God does not remember them anymore. They've been all washed away. They've been taken away by Jesus Christ. Stop beating yourself over it. Amen. If you've asked for forgiveness for those sins, if we confess our sins, and by the way, I have to confess this. I've done more sin since I was 6 years old than I did before I was saved. Can you understand that? And so I've had to get forgiveness all the time. But the Bible says if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. All of my sins are gone. Amen. They're not just put under a cover, my friend. They are gone, and so are your sins gone tonight if you have confessed them to God. Amen. Isn't that wonderful what God did for me and for you the very moment He saved us? Amen. I'm so glad to be part of the family of God. Let's stand with our heads bowed and eyes closed. Lord, I thank You so much for the opportunity to preach, God. I pray that You'd take these words, Lord, and have Your will and way in the invitation, God. We love You so much, God, tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.